نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Performing sacrifice on the day of 10th of Zulhijjah is wajib according to Hanafi school of Islamic jurisprudence. The evidence they produce include the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. Pray in order to please your Lord and offer sacrifice. The Mufassir Qadi Thanaullah Panipati rahimahullah, he says under this ayah of Quran, قَالَ إِكْرِمَ وَعَطَى وَقَتَادَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ صَلَاةُ الْعِيدِ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ وَالنَّحْرُ نُسُكِكَ فَعَلَى هَذَا يَثْبُتُ بِهِ وُجُوبُ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ وَالْأُضْحِيَةِ. That Ikrima, Ata and Qatada rahimahumullah ta'ala mentioned that فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ refers to the performance of Eid prayer, and wanhar refers to sacrificing on that day. Since both are commands, that is imperative tense, which denotes wujub, necessity, confirming that this is wajib or obligatory. Allama Abu Bakr al-Jassas rahimahullah, in his tafsir Ahkam al-Quran, says, قال الحسن صلاة يوم النحر ونحر البدن. قال أبو بكر هذا التأويل يتضمن معنيين, أحدهما إيجاب صلوات أو صلاة الأضحى والثاني وجوب الأضحية. حسن البصري rahimahullah, he says that this ayah فصلي لربك mentions Eid prayer and wanhar implies sacrifice. Qadi Abu Bakr Jassas says it confirms the necessity or obligation of Eid prayer and sacrifice on that day. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as related in Sunan Ibn Majah and also in Musnad Ahmad, Sunan al-Kubra lil-Bayhaqi and Kanz al-Ummal, that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that man kana lahu sa'atun wa lam yudahhi fala yaqrabanna musallana. The one who has the means and ability to offer sacrifice and he doesn't, despite having the means to do so, let him not come near our prayer place, our places of worship on Eid day. Now, this is a stern warning and rebuke, and it suggests that to not do so would amount to leaving something essential, not merely a recommended act. Then Hazrat Mikhnaf ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, كُنَّ وُقُوفًا عِنْدَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِعَرَفَةٍ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ عَلَى كُلِّ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ أُضْحِيَةً وَعَتِيرَةٍ. This hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah and Sunan Nasa'i. It means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during his stay in Arafat along with us, mention, O people, for every individual of the household is a sacrifice and atira. This hadith suggests two separate kinds of sacrifice. One is atira, which was done in the days of ignorance before Islam during the month of Rajab, in the name of their idols. In the early days of Islam, it was made to be done in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and subsequently it became abrogated, as appeared in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, in Sunan al-Nasa'i, where he said, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil far'i wal atira, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from far' and atira. Far' is the firstborn of a she camel, which would be then slaughtered in the name of the idols, which was subsequently abrogated, as mentioned by Imam Suyuti. Another evidence is the narration which appeared in Sahih al-Bukhari, the narrator being Jundub bin Sufyan al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, شهدت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم النحر فقال من ذبح قبل الصلاة فليعد مكانها أخرى ومن لم يذبح فليذبح. Hazrat Jundub said, I was present before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he commanded that whoever has performed Eid prayer after he has done the slaughter, well, actually it means whoever has slaughtered the animal before he prayed the Eid Salah, let him replace it with a different sacrifice after he has performed Eid prayer. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking for the sacrifice to be repeated if it was done before Eid prayer, and this also points to the fact that this is wajib. Sacrificing an animal is wajib. Had it been just a recommended act, a sunnah, it would not have been commanded to be repeated. Some people present the argument that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, and also the saying of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in Sahih al-Bukhari, suggests the word sunnah for the sacrifice. But in those two ahadith, the word sunnah is used literally, meaning the way, as Imam Hafiz Ibn Hajar As-Aqalani mentioned in Fath al-Bari. والمراد بالسنة هنا في الحديثين مع الطريق والمراد بالسنة هنا في الحديثين مع الطريقة لا السنة بالاصطلاح التي تقابل الوجوب. The meaning of sunnah in those two hadith together is literally a way, as opposed to, or the way, as opposed to the sunnah of the Islamic terminology, which is the opposite of wujub or wajib. Moreover, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spent 10 years in Medina Munawwara, and not even a single year he left or abandoned the sacrifice on Eid al-Adha, which suggests muwadabah on an action, suggesting wajib. A man asked Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma about the wujub or necessity of sacrifice. Abdullah ibn Umar responded by saying that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the believers did it. The man asked the same question again, whether it is obligatory or not. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, have you not got any sense? I'm telling you that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the believers did it. He didn't say it's wajib, he didn't say it's not wajib. The reason was, as scholars explained, that if you say it's wajib, he may not get the technical distinction between fard and wajib, and hence he emphasized the fact that the believers did it the Prophet did it, and this is your way. This has been elaborated on Takmilatu Fathil Mulhim by Allama Taqi Al-Uthmani Hafidhullah. Anyway, it's a meritorious act. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like anything better than spilling the blood of slaughtered animal on that day. An action that has that much virtue on that day, along with these multiple evidences, should suffice a sound mind and a pure heart to feel like doing it, not just one, but multiple on that day, whether they follow Hanafi school and believe it to be wajib, an obligation, or highly emphasize sunnah according to other schools. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and act in such a way that would bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than finding reasons for not doing things. Besides, even if you consider it to be a sunnah, let me ask you one thing. Are sunnahs to be followed or abandoned? I leave it to you. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.